Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, we're going to talk about how to get motivated. All right, motivation. This is a favorite topic of mine. So we're going to cover as much as we can in about 15 minutes. We're going to give you the gist of what motivation is and how to get yourself back in that kind of motivated, energetic state that I'm sure you found yourself at one point in your life. Because if you're like me, you found that there are moments in your life where you feel very engaged, very motivated, taking action is very easy, you don't procrastinate, you don't have a lot of resistance, and you feel awesome, you feel excited and energetic, and you're getting a lot done, you're so productive and effective. And then you've got those other times in your life where you don't feel like doing stuff, you know you gotta do stuff, but you don't really wanna do it, you're not engaged with it, you don't have any energy, you feel sleepy, you feel lethargic, you feel tired, you just want to crash, you want to lay it and on the couch and be comfortable, you don't really know why you started the thing in the first place, and you're just kind of like, meh, right? That's what it feels like to not have motivation. So of course, we all want to be here, we all want to be motivated, and nobody really wants to be here, which is just lazy and comfortable and slacking. So what is the difference, and how do we get more of the good, nice, strong motivation that we've had in different times in our lives? Well, first of all, it's important to recognize that you're always going to tend to have more of this than you are of this, right? Staying motivated and engaged really takes work. It's not something that just happens naturally to most people. Most people are lazy. Most people don't really have a lot of drive in their life, and they never figure out how to develop that drive. When I really got into coaching and I got into personal development 5 years ago, I was really interested in this idea of motivation. How do I motivate myself? Because at that time, I just started my own business. It was the first time I started a business. And I was concerned because there was nobody to motivate me but myself. Being self-employed is challenging in that respect because you have to be a real go-getter. You have to be ambitious. You have to be driven from the inside, because nobody is going to be kicking you in the ass. Nobody's going to be telling you what to do. And it's very easy to slack off and go watch the TV or play some World of Warcraft or go pig out or do whatever is your favorite way of distracting yourself from the work that you got to do. And then you see yourself becoming lazy, unproductive. Problems start to happen in your life, right? So how do we avoid this? How do we get ourselves more engaged? And how do we get ourselves to those moments in the past where we felt really connected? So here's the scoop on this, and I've studied this a lot because this is such a fascinating topic for me. Motivation basically boils down to vision. Vision creates motivation. There's really two types of motivation. First, there is extrinsic motivation, which is motivation from external incentives. And then there's intrinsic motivation, which is motivation from within yourself. It should be pretty obvious which one of those you want to have. You don't want to rely too much on external motivation. And that means, for example, the financial rewards that you get from your job or from your business, or the rewards you get from your relationship, the external rewards you get from your relationship, or anything basically that is a carrot or even a stick that's causing you to do something, right? And this is typically what happens in school and in college and as we're kids and we're growing up and in business, is that we're always incentivized externally so much by carrots and sticks. If you don't do this, then you'll get punished. If you do it, you'll get an incentive. That's a very shallow form of motivation. What you want is you want intrinsic motivation. That's motivation that comes from within you. It's like having a fire burning in your heart. And then that fire fuels you rather than being fueled by some fire that's out there. Because what's out there is inconsistent. What's in here can fuel you for life, and it can get you that consistency that you don't get. If you are coming from this place where you have a lot of moments where you're not motivated, maybe once in a while you are motivated and then you're not motivated again, that's probably because you're relying on external motivation rather than internal motivation. So first of all, recognize this distinction and start to make a shift. Get yourself unhooked from external sources of stimulation. Stop chasing after them, stop thirsting after them so much, and stop being so concerned that someone's going to punish you for doing something. Instead, reground it in yourself. The way to do that practically is to have something in your life that you're fighting for. Do you see yourself as fighting for something? I do. I see myself as a hero on a hero's journey. I have a mission to accomplish in my life. I have a purpose. I have a calling, and my calling is important. It's significant. It's not significant in any objective sense, but it's significant in my mind. And that's all that matters, because it's internal. The motivation is internal. As long as I believe it, it's good enough. It's good enough to get me up in the morning. It's good enough to get me excited. In fact, not only is it good enough to do that, but my motivation is so strong that it's good enough to bust through walls. It's good enough to fight the hardest challenges, to overcome the most depressive episodes in my life. My motivation is so strong that it rubs off on other people. When that fire inside you burns so hot that other people, just by looking at you, by hearing you, get a little bit of that fire kindled within them. For me, that is my motivation. I have a purpose in my life. I have a calling. And most people I see out there do not have it. And therefore, they really are not motivated. How can you be motivated? You can't. You have nothing that you're fighting for. You have nothing that's meaningful to you in your life. Your life basically has no meaning. All that you're doing is you're just floating along on the river of life. And you're taking it wherever it's going to take you. And you have no direction. You have no sense of what you want to create in your life. You have no sense of what's important to you. You have no sense of what's meaningful. And even if you do, you're not really living it. And so you're not motivated, because you might have some murky ideal of maybe you want to pursue some higher value like truth. Or maybe you want to pursue some higher value like contribution to society. Or you want to create beautiful things. Maybe you have a few of these values, but are you actually taking action on it? Are you consistently taking action on it? Because if you're not, you're not in integrity with it, and then you're not motivated. To get motivated, first of all, you got to get clear about what it is that you want to create in your life. And I hope that there's something that you want to create. It can be something physical, like a product. It can be something physical, like a building, a skyscraper that you want to build. It could be more intangible, like maybe you want to create an organization, a nonprofit organization that helps people. Or maybe you just want to create an awesome life for yourself. That's still a creation. Or maybe you want to create amazing relationships. Or maybe you want to have some sort of impact on other people through sharing your wisdom and your knowledge and your expertise. So all of these are ways that you can be having an impact out there. And all of these are possible purposes. The question is, what is yours? What kind of purpose do you want to have? And this is the first time that you've really seriously considered what your purpose is, then, well, this should be a rude awakening for you. And it should be no surprise that you haven't been motivated so far, because you have not articulated your purpose. You don't know really what your values are. You don't really know what you want out of life. And you don't know what you want to create. And most importantly, you do not have a purpose that is outside yourself. It's nice to have at least a purpose that's grounded in you, in the sense that maybe you want to create something great in your life. So maybe you want to have a lot of money, or maybe you want to have a nice house or a nice car, or you want to have a good relationship. Those are internal purposes. That's like improving your own life. That's nice. That's definitely better than having no purpose at all. That will get you motivated. But what gets you super motivated is when your purpose is outside yourself. Why am I motivated? I'm motivated because my purpose is not about me. My purpose is about you. I'm trying to kindle a fire in you with what I'm doing, with my work. I'm trying to go out there and create a business going to influence the world. I'm trying to influence a large audience. Do you think that's motivating for me? Do you think that gets me charged up in the morning? It does. Sometimes I'm so excited that I have a hard time falling asleep, because I'm so excited about the next thing that I'm going to do. And I'm so excited about the impact it's going to have on people. To me, that's important. To me, that's meaningful. You got to find what that is for you. What is meaningful for you? What do you want your life to be about? What are you willing to sacrifice for? Because this purpose that I have, it's not just an airy-fairy abstract notion. This is something that I think about every day. This is something I visualize on. This is something I spend hundreds of hours designing in my mind. This is like a giant blueprint, as though I were building a skyscraper. And then I was designing every single girder and every single screw that's going to go into every single beam of that skyscraper. I'm designing it. And that's really engaging, because we as human beings, we're organisms that are goal-driven. So once you've got that vision of what you want to create in your life or what you want to put out there into the world, then all of a sudden your mind is going to click into gear and you're going to feel yourself excited. You're going to feel yourself having visions of how you can improve this and how you can improve that part of the vision. And you're going to start to develop this very rich vision, and it's going to feel so real for you, and you're going to have so much fun going out there and trying to make it into a reality. Because at first it starts up here, but then slowly through your action taking, which is why you want to be motivated, is to be taking action, then it will manifest in the real world. And of course, how can you be motivated when you don't have that picture of what you're moving towards? You don't have a vision. And maybe you have a vision, but your vision is not compelling enough, or it's not a vision that is significant enough to you. Maybe there's something more significant, but you're too afraid to pursue it. You're too scared to think about what it would take to accomplish it. You're too afraid to put yourself out there, or you're too afraid to drop your ego and stop worrying about yourself and start worrying about the world and thinking about what you could be putting out there. So for all of these reasons, your vision might be either feeble and too murky. It might not be clear, or maybe you don't have a vision at all, which is what I found with many people. They just simply don't have a vision. And so as a result, you're not motivated. So how do you get motivated? Well, you create that vision and you spend a lot of time building it up in your mind, and you have to do that internal work. And when you get that, oh my God, the kind of motivation you get is inspiring. You will literally inspire people with your motivation. It will rub off on other people, as I hope a little bit of my motivation here has rubbed off on you. Okay, this is Leo. I'm signing off. Please comment on this. This is one of my favorite topics, is motivation and life purpose. Also, share and like this. And if you're interested in more, because I barely scraped the surface here, go check out actualize.org, where we have all sorts of videos and resources to help you find out what your purpose is, identify your values, get clarity on it, get connected to it. And then the next phase in that whole process, after you get motivated, is keeping that motivation and staying motivated. And that's too much to cover here. So check out actualize.org and sign up to my newsletter there for free weekly updates.